The Internet, the final frontier.
Hey, you're listening to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears. This is a special guest interview recorded at MAGFest 2013, Music and Gaming Festival in National Harbor, Maryland. 4 straight days of music, video games, and wild debauchery. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere.
National Hotel and Resort here in National Harbor, Maryland. We have on the show with us today the X Hunters. And Brian here, Brian from our beer review show, is actually a fan of your particular subject matter.
Oh,
I think
cool.
your favorite game of all time is...
Yes, my favorite game of all time is Mega Man X. What of it?
Which one? Strictly the first or the whole series?
I like up to 4.
Up to 4, yeah.
I like up to 3.
Yeah, I like up to 3 personally.
About, yeah, I tried Mega Man X7, and I was like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't quite
Is that the one with Axel?
That's the one with Axel.
They started getting greedy, man.
And full 3D, I might add.
Which they later went back on, right? They went back to 2D on 8.
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't understand why they haven't released, because they did Mega Man 9.
I've been waiting, but they
need to do Mega Man X, what was it, 9 or 10?
What should be the next 16-bit Mega Man X.
Dude, Adam's been saying that for years, and then they made
There's a couple fan games, though, that look close.
If you've seen any online. By any chance, did you happen to play Mega Man X Street Fighter?
Oh, yeah.
I played it.
Yeah. I didn't get far though. I'm not as good at the old ones as I am at X. I like the gravity of like the Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, there's
he's the NES master though.
Yeah, I played that with Noel a little while ago. I kept Bogart in the controller. He kept getting stuck. I was like, he was getting pissed trying to use the Chun-Li kick. He's like, it's the most worthless weapon ever. You got to use it, man.
I agree. It's worse than the top spin.
No, I told him the top spin was the worst. That's the absolute worst, I think.
All right, now, obviously you guys are most popular for your interpretation of the Mega Man X series. Now, do you guys find it difficult getting gigs outside of gaming conventions?
Yeah, it's pretty
time.
Especially, like, locally around us and, like, where we are in Jersey, we're, like, 5 minutes from Philly. So, like, if we ever try to play shows there, it's just people don't really, there's not really, like, a draw for it. In Baltimore and stuff around here, there's a pretty big draw. We actually played a show in Philly, and I don't know what they were expecting. There's like still people eating dinner there and stuff. And like after every song, they were like, "Oh, you guys are doing great, but like, you think you could turn down just a little bit,
a scotch."
And after like
a couple songs,
after
we were
doing
clean.
Like clean, like you know, reggae versions of songs, they're like, "Guys, it's just turn it down."
Did
a
you feel like
more,
the Blues Brothers at that bar?
Yeah,
it's just rolling, rawhide.
Yeah,
and I mean that's pretty much I think how a lot of people and like people around us in like Philly, if you tell them you play like video games, you're like, "Oh, what like Pac-Man?"
But we do have a buddy who owns a video game store in Blackwood, and he just he has us play there sometimes. Usually not a big turnout, but it's a lot of fun to do, just like a local gig.
That's pretty cool.
We've got a friend of the band, like Noel. You guys will see him around probably before the weekend. Everyone will get to see him, but he hosts like a monthly thing at this like hipster bar in Philly. It's all about VGM. Like it's just VGM themed drinks, VGM music. Like people can cosplay.
Street Fighter anniversary.
But we actually played at one of his things last week, and that was very good. So I mean, while the scene right now in Philly isn't conducive to like our style of music, like video game style, like video game cover bands or whatever have you.
Yeah,
we are working to build it up.
But we have played with like metal bands and stuff.
I think
we can play
other
groups.
The shows in Philly are few and far between. We had this one of the dopest shows I think we ever played. It was one of the most fun. We played with Anamanaguchi in some place called
the Ox Warehouse. Yeah.
That place was so awesome. And then like after like a month, it got shut down. Like any cool places in Philly that you can have shows, like anywhere like the Auto Bar or anything like that that might be in like Philly will always get shut down for whatever reason.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
So now are you surprised when you find that crossover audience in the public forum? Like, you know, they're like into it and you weren't expecting it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool when you meet people that, like that, but it's a whole other thing when you're at MAGFest, you know, where everyone here knows the games and is here for the music, and it's awesome.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, when did you first start up, and was this the original concept that you had for the band?
Me and the other guitar player, like 5 years ago now.
Yeah, 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
Like, the original concept was to do, let's do Mega Man X.
Yeah. We didn't know there were other bands that did. I've heard of the Mini Bosses back then.
You guys half started as a joke, too.
We'd still play some parties and, you know, just have fun.
Would be into it.
Plus, as a guitar player, I always wanted to learn the songs because they're awesome.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. What are some of your favorite songs, like, personally, just going around, what are some of your favorite songs to play?
From X? I like a lot of the X2 music. Mm-hmm. Like Flame Stag, and which we're not doing in our set this time, but I always like that song. I don't know, I like a lot of the X2 soundtrack, almost the whole thing.
What about the X-Hunters level 2? Do you ever play that?
Oh, that one sounds great. Well, I mean, we talk about it a lot, but...
That's on my list of something I want to do. Both X-Hunters stage 1 and 2, both of them are really good.
Song.
Yeah.
Well, a cool thing that about having like one X, one, two, and three is like I don't know. If we wanted to do like you know, a couple Sigma songs, we got like a couple of different games to pick and choose from and kind of like mash up a song together instead of just being stuck to like one thing. So that's pretty cool.
But recently, we have been dipping into other games.
Yeah, that's just like Game Genie though.
It is like Game Genie.
There's so many other games that have so many good songs. So we've been getting greedy.
So kind of doing some covers of other games.
I was actually looking. You did some Donkey Kong stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir. Expect a little more, actually.
Yeah, we have a couple new Donkey Kong tracks we're gonna play.
Right. You care for spoilers or anything?
We're doing both Donkey Kong. We're doing a Donkey Kong Country 1 medley and a short Donkey Kong Country 2 medley.
Nice.
Which we've been working on.
Fantastic.
You know, I mean, we're also doing some songs from Chrono Trigger, which if you were to ask me what my favorite songs to play with the band right now are, we'll probably be those. It's just
it's one of our newest tracks too. So it's pretty fun.
Chrono Trigger's got some amazing music.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, when you really think about, like, these games and how they were built back in the day, it's fantastic how, like, this music has just been able to, like, last this long.
Oh, yeah, timeless.
And it's been interpreted by so many different people.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Now, again, with Mega Man X, obviously this was the concept that was originally put forth, but when was it that it really started clicking? You were like, okay, let's keep going forward. And, like, what was the song that made you go, yes, let's do this?
Well, we had a different drummer up until how long has it been?
Yeah, lots of
lines. It's been about probably almost. It will be 2 years next month since I joined the band.
So the original incantation, we didn't practice much. Was kind of a joke for the first 2 years.
Our first original of many drummers.
Until we met Entertainment System, which just by chance, really, we played a show with them, a tragic show. We got them to play with us. Absolutely no one there.
Yeah.
They were finishing their tour, and the first time we met them, and. They kind of took us under their wing in a lot of ways and hooked us up with BitGen in Baltimore.
Nice. That was when I first saw you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they got us on the BitGen, dude, like...
That was the point when we're like, wow, this exists.
Yeah.
Like,
there are people who
like this as much as we do. Like,
nice.
So that was the game changer. And then the first MAGFest that we played was...
Yeah, we were like...
Before Avery.
When was the first MAGFest that you played?
It's MAG9.
Back at the Hilton.
Yes. That was our first one. I remember I just got done having a conversation with our friend Noel we were talking about, and he was we were saying man, we'd love to get on MAGFest at some point. And I was like, nah, man, we're never gonna get on that. And then like 20 minutes later or something, we got an email being asked to play MAGFest. We were like, holy shit, dude!
Yeah,
and then since then, like, I don't know, man, we just had so much fun with this shit. It's awesome, MAGFest and bitch and all that stuff.
Now, have you ever played it, because you talked about Philly, have you ever played it, Too Many Games?
Yes,
we have. That's an annual thing for us.
That's another one that we've
played a lot
for a good while now. We probably played...
That was one of our first...
Four or five, I mean, we played now. We played it for a while, a couple of years now.
At least four times. They do two a year or so, I think.
Yeah, their schedule's kind of weird, but they do...
Spring and fall?
I think they do, yeah. Well, is that right?
I think so.
They do spring and fall. Yeah, we were up there, and they had DJ Cummins. Were you there last year?
Yeah, we were there.
The
music is not so much a big part of Too Many
Games.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah,
but the very first year we played, it was like us, and I think it was like Cheap Dinosaur and
Temp Sound.
I don't think Temp Sound played it. The first year it was like two chiptune acts, And, like, that was it, and us. And we were, like, in the separate... They, like, walled off the room and everything, so no one knew where he works. It was like, too loud and stuff. And then, like, over the next couple of times they had it, like, since this has kind of been, like, a scene that's picking up, it's been, you know, he's had a lot more bands like Temp Sound and, like, a lot of people come out, and the crowd's been getting a lot better for that, too, which is cool, so...
Well, now that you've mentioned that, you played at too many games, and so you guys play a lot of conventions.
That's generally, I guess, where we're going to have our best chance of getting a show, you know, just for subject matter.
Well, where would you rank MAGFest in the, you know, in what what sort of conventions?
Well, in what we've played so far, it's the pinnacle. It's the peak. Doesn't get any better, because, like, these guys were saying before is... You play all these shows all throughout the year, and you look forward to MAGFest because it's a show where you know that
everyone comes.
Everyone's going to know their music. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to come hang out, and it's just people from across the country.
Yeah,
like bands from across the country that we don't get to play with.
It's like a big family reunion, which is cool.
It really does feel like that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. Like they're saying that this is obviously going to be the biggest MAGFest yet. Last year it was like 3,000 people. This year,
I think last year was like six or eight or something.
They capped out at six.
Yeah. I think this year they think they almost doubled. I think it remains to be seen. We'll find out.
They had Uematsu.
It's only Thursday. Crazy.
They did. Yeah, you're right. A lot of people are coming down tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Wow.
As musicians, you obviously have bands that you like. During this weekend, who are you most looking forward to seeing? Jesus.
I want to see Bit Brigade. Metroid Metal's playing tonight, which is going to be awesome.
One of my favorites, one of the first bands I've seen in the VGM scene, I always loved is Rare Candy.
Oh, Rare
Candy.
They got,
And they got Smelly on Rhythm now.
Yeah, they added a guitar to the band. That's going
to
be awesome.
Personally, I'm looking forward to Night of the Round, new VGM comrades we made. They're playing Stage 2, but again, like really heavy, like Final Fantasy metal. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to them, as well as Bit Brigade's always very tight live.
I mean the bands they got are just they're all good. So go see them all.
Yeah, I mean it's really hard to say there's particular bands you're looking forward to see. I want to see pretty much everyone here.
Yeah.
But you know, all in all, it's just like he was saying, the bands that are playing this year, you really can't miss on anything that you go to see.
And the Stage 2 is looking really good too. Super Guitar Bros, those two guys playing the acoustic guitars. It looks incredible.
The World is Square,
obviously. The World is Square, all acoustic from Boston, Final Fantasy, Square music.
I think Triforce Quartet's playing Stage 2.
Word.
Yeah.
Saturday?
Fighting in the Streets, they're playing Stage 2. I like some of their stuff.
A lot of cool
bands,
so there's going to always be something to do.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if there's anything that you'd like to plug, because we're about to wrap it up, if there's anything you'd like to plug, feel free.
We're going to be recording in, I guess, April, in, like, mid-April. We're going in to do, it'll be actually, every CD we've done has been, like, DIY or some
We've always
terrible
recorded in my basement or something, mixing it ourselves. We're going to a real studio.
Real full-length, like, studio album, so we're working towards that to, you know, keep posted on that. And
around summer, hopefully.
And break it late, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, it's good talking to you guys.
Thank you for having us.
We've seen you around MAGFest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
We'll be around.
Thank you for boldly going nowhere.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.